Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF, World Relays Bahamas, and Popeyes.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Contact Da Vinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. Da Vinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, it's spa week, we got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just wanna make you smile, we will go the extra mile. Baja, Baja, Baja Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711. Or visit us online at www.bahiretreat.com.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, live in full effect. You know, we're in the position always having a panel discussion with you guys on Wednesday, right here on the Foundation, celebrating 12 glorious years. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. 12 glorious years here at Guardian Radio, and we're kicking it off with an absolute bang. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. No government ploy to take over Grand Bahama Port Authority. This is what Mitchell says. We're going to have more conversations about that. Man sentenced to 15 years. Omar Davis's murder. All the information's in there. Please pick up the Guardian newspaper and see exactly what's what. I want you guys to come down. We are on Carter Street right now. Right now, we are on Carter Street, right in the back of Extra Value on the side of Little Caesars, right there close to Kentucky Fried Chicken, University Drive. All the information's right there. I want you to show up today. You got to. We got Tropical Gyros out in the front here. What is it? Gyros. It's all those things, guys. We're in here. We're being able to do those things. I want you to come down here. I got to give a shout out to my good, decent sponsors. Over at Baja Retreat, Spa Week is here. It's $55 and up for spa treatments available, but only at Baja Retreat and Spa. We get all the information in there. They have the best Spa Week ever. Spa Week gift certificates at $55 and up. Stop by and purchase a gift certificate at their location on East Bay Street or give them a call at 323-6711. That's 323-6711. Purchase a gift certificate online at www.baharetreat.com. All the information's in there, baharetreat.com. And get your massages, your facials, your manicures, your pedicures, your body sugaring at the best deals ever. During Spa Week, you can also get 20% off and more. 20% off and more on all the retail products from their organic skin products and their pure Fiji body products from the Camille Rose hair products. It's Spa Week time and you deserve the absolute best. Treat yourself. Treat yourself or treat someone special. Give them a call, like I said, at 323-6711. That's 323-6711. Or you can definitely hit them up on WhatsApp at 544-1855. 544-1855. Got to shout out my decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take care of you with all those things that they got as it relates to your insurance, right? So you can be able to do that. Whether you're your taxis, jitneys, in-house financing, they're open on Saturdays. Please give them a call. 341-1AFS. El Shaddai Party Rental. El Shaddai Party Rental. Tropical Gyro here with us. Miss Edgecombe from Dunkin' Donuts marketing team and Dunkin' Donuts East Bay Street. Bristol Wines and Spirits are all responsible for being able to throw this little shinding out in the front right here where your cars would be. Where you go pick up your paper, so forth and so on. Right here, we got our tents made up. We got everything laid out. It's good to be in the house. We got Tropical Gyros in the house with us today. Say good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I've been trying to get in contact with you for the longest time. I stopped by. I had to get me a little shrimp thing. I then stopped by. My wife get a little, what you get, a little lamb thing. My God. All in looking for you. I'm spending money.
Yeah,
it's good to see you, my brother.
Yeah, man. It's good to be here, man. You know, I listen to you every time I'm in the car. Driving up and
he's
down.
He's a decent man. Praise God.
I love your show. You know, as a matter of fact, I love all the shows on Guardian Radio.
I appreciate you, man. You know? So talk to me about this. What's going on over at Tropical Gyro?
Well, you know, we're trying to, you know, today is the first day that we put in play our food trailer. And you know, what better thing than to help celebrate the 12th year anniversary of Guardian Radio. We're going to launch it fully next week at our Carmichael Road location opposite John Shea number 8.
Yeah.
Because we build out that.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, we got some exciting news. We're getting ready to open up in Freeport.
Yeah.
Next month. In the middle of next month, we're going to be opening in Freeport.
You got to come with me on one of these Thursdays to have a good conversation, man. I'd like to know what you guys are doing. Where we saw you kick off your launch and being able to expand with Arawak X.
Right.
And you continue to be able to do some stuff. We saw your stuff over at JFK. We see that you're expanding. Now you're saying you're getting in Grand Bahama. You're all doing amazing things. I see that you're expanding employment. Over at Tropical Gyros. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've always had, you know, one of our mandates is not only to provide a good food, but to provide, you know, opportunities for Bahamians.
Yeah.
You know, and we feel that as a small business driving the economy, that we must do everything in our power as small business people to ensure that we can employ as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And the best way that we could do that is through expansion.
I like
that. We have been able to, you know, been blessed to create a product that people have received well.
Yeah.
Which has given us the opportunity to expand. Mm-hmm. So we're looking, you know, Carmichael Road is going to require about 40 staff, and then we're going to have Carmichael Road up and running fully.
Where are you located on Carmichael Road?
So right opposite John Shea number 8. There's a building there right on the corner. People are selling hats and T-shirts there right before you get to the police station.
Wow.
The signs say K.
Hold on, watch me. It used to be Keith Bell's
headquarters. That's right.
We're gonna right in that building.
Yeah, right
okay,
there.
Okay.
So the food truck will be there while we build out. And the food truck will be put there next week, and then and we hope to have it built out by September.
So this is the first time you will launch your food truck?
First time.
This is crazy.
First day.
Ladies and gentlemen, fresh grease, everything here fresh. Come down here right now.
Yeah, so,
we're right here over at Carter Street. Please check us out. Tropical Gyros has everything. What do you have? What can we access today?
Today we're giving away. Truck? We're giving away jerk chicken and.
Hold on! Wait! Black people are listening to us. Did you just say give away?
Yeah, well, we came over with enough to do 200 gyros today, right? And so, of course, once that goes, we've already gone through 160 gyros.
You better stop it, ladies and gentlemen. You got 40 gyros left. Come get your gyro on Slack. You didn't look at your $2. You're saying, I can catch the bus or what? Come get your gyro and catch the bus later.
You know, we felt, you know, when Dwight talked to me about this, I said, sure, Dwight, we'll definitely come because, you know.
I like this.
Everybody at Guardian Radio has been good to Tropical Gyros. You know, they allowed us to come on the shows and talk in advance, the Arawak X.
Absolutely.
Raise. You know, I sponsor Naughty Show, you know, in the afternoon. I know you've been talking to my stepdaughter to come and do
see
some
that?
Stuff.
See that? And you didn't call me back yet.
No, Howard.
See? Listen, not because Naughty is more conky Joe than me. You must go with Naughty. Come, listen to me.
We're coming. Listen, I want to capture all of the Guardian audience.
I appreciate this.
Right? So, you know, I'm going to be coming to you. I'm going to be coming to Dwight. And, of course, Chivago as well, right? You know? So, we're going to be coming. We're going to be sitting down, putting together a nice budget. Right, to be able to get on all the shows. Because listen,
I like this
Guardian one. Radio talk show. I don't even listen to music anymore.
Talk to me.
You know, because it's important to hear what's going on in the country, and you guys have such unbiased opinions.
I appreciate
right?
that.
And you're fair. You give right when right is, and you give wrong when wrong is. And I like that. And you allow your listeners and your call-ins in Texas to express themselves. And I think that's very important because we need that in this country. So
I like that.
Tropical Giles is more than happy to be a part of this today. You know? And, you know, we get to use the truck for the first trailer.
Listen,
for the first
10
time.
People on the line right now. Only 30 gyro left after this. Come get your gyro now.
But it's been a great day, and I want you guys to continue doing good things. And Howard, you personally continue your focus.
I appreciate you.
I know that everything you do is faith driven.
Yes,
it's driven by your faith and belief in God. And you know, one of the things that I do, I might not be a church guy,
mm-hmm.
right? But I give thanks every single day for what God has blessed me with.
Mm-hmm.
God has risen me from the ashes like mm-hmm. a phoenix, and allowed me to create a product that people have received well. And we continue to do things like this. I don't go around talking about the things that we do, but anytime that we can give back, we try to give back.
And you know what's really commendable is that in the midst of the introduction of fast service and kiosk and all these things, Tropical Gyros has taken on the position to be able to hire more Bahamians,
yes.
give more persons jobs,
yes.
and put money in their pockets,
yes.
create a space for community
yes.
to be able to access that. That's why I've been come looking for you, you know.
Thank you. We'll be
because
good
I
talk.
Know that you yes. have community at heart.
Yes.
And as a result of that, I wanted to be able to put that on my show and let persons know,
okay.
you got to go to Tropical Gyros. Now,
you.
If you're in the Carmichael area and you want something quick and fast and delicious, you got to, As of next week, Wednesday,
we'll be on the Carmichael Road location.
As of next week, Wednesday, where Keith Bell headquarters used to be, across the street from John Shea number 8,
right.
right there by the barbershop in that area.
Yeah.
Right on the side there, they're selling hats and water
we'll
and so
right
forth and so
there.
On. You're right in the front.
Yeah, because that's our unit on the end.
Okay.
Where the sign Case House is.
All right.
You'll soon see Tropical Gyros sign.
So come down, ladies and gentlemen, and get your stuff. Make sure that you can do that. Tropical Gyros is really a community partner. They've been very transparent, opening up themselves to say, this is what we offer. And this is where you get support. This
Thank
is where
you.
Longevity exists,
yeah,
my brother.
I believe so. I think it's important to be transparent. It's important to show people, you know, we did the raise. We said we wanted to expand. And people can see the expansion happen. And they can reach out and touch it. So that's what we're here to do.
Man, thank you so much, my brother.
No problem.
We look forward to being able to do something with you.
Yes.
Tropical Gyro, give them I'm trying to look with the truck in my way. Is there a WhatsApp number? Is there a WhatsApp number for a Tropical Gyro?
The WhatsApp right now is 552-5794, but that will be in play as of Wednesday. But here's what you can do. You can call me at 565-1076.
565-1076.
Okay?
Okay.
Contact me there, and I'll get you connected to anything you need to get done.
Okay?
Okay. So it's 565-1076.
Okay. All right. Okay, my brother. Good talking, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down here in the front of the Guardian celebrating 12 years. Now, you know that 12 is a number of a tribe. My God, this is tribal. You got to come out here and celebrate with us today. We're out here. We got some wine. I see Dwight there taking all the pictures by the wine. He need to calm down. It's too much. We're out here having a good time, ladies and gentlemen. Please come and check us out. We're out on Carter Street. I got my good friend Garth here with me. That's why I was two steps late. Talk to me. I had to go get him, not in the bad way. But I had to let you know that if we can be out here, you can meet me. All y'all keep calling me. Howard, who is this Garth? Who is this Garth Roseboro? He's right here with us today. So come down here, please, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. Please, please, please. We're looking for you. You can also give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. I got to take this first commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Get situated, and we will be back here right after this.
Foundation.
Wings are here.
Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors.
Honey barbecue,
ghost pepper,
signature hot,
sweet and spicy,
and roasted garlic parmesan.
Marinated for 12 hours.
Hand battered
and breaded in a bold Louisiana seasoning.
And
they're only $7.25 for 6 wings.
Taste them.
Crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Try the new wings from Popeyes now.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your gal. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hey, it's spa week, we got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just wanna make you smile, we will go the extra mile. Bahar Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Bahar Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711. Or visit us online at www.bahiretreat.com.
And we are back. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is an absolutely glorious Wednesday afternoon, April 10th. Today's the 10th. If you're celebrating your birthday today, I got to say happy birthday to you. My son's birthday is going to be in 8 days. I am so... When your birthday is, Jenny? Jenny, that's not true. Jennifer Adrian Holmes. Jenny, your birthday is not today. Let me see your license. Get your license and then you'll get $10 for your birthday. Use my girl. Go get your license. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're celebrating a birthday, this is the time to be able to come out here, break bread with us. We got everything laid out. Tropical gyros. They got 11 gyro left on slack. Don't come out here begging with your mouth dry after this. Come out here and get your gyro whilst it's available. We are here on Carter Street in the front of the Guardian Radio. Dwight, you got to do this every year. At least once a quarter. My God, I enjoy this. All the cars out in the front here. Tropical gyros are set up. We got everything laid out. Who do we have out here for wine? Is this Bristol's? That's Bristol, eh? So you got Bristol Wines and Spirit. All the information out here being able to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to introduce you to my very good friend. And he sits with me. He called him my sidekick now. Garth Roseboro. Garth, say hey to the people out there.
Well, we have a number of people out here, meeting them for the first time. This is what makes the Bahamas special. You know, when I resided in my university days in America, people would bump into you all day long, not say hello, no good morning, no good afternoon, no good evening, don't care. If you pay your taxes, don't pay your taxes, go to jail or be free. But in the Bahamas, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, we love you, let's keep this flag flying high.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that we're here in this kind of a space to do that. I like to see camaraderie. I like to see communion, get people breaking bread together and getting together and being able to have good conversations. This is a great time for us to be able to do this, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on your lunch break, I think they got samples. Bristol, come talk to me, Bristol. What you got over here? I see some sample cups going out. Let me know whether or not the people could come down on their lunch break and take a little sample. I know these people I know want sample in the gonglet. They want a big cup to sample. Talk to me.
Indeed. We're out here for the afternoon, and we got something for everybody's palate. We got a couple of sparkling because we're celebrating all day. We got some fruit-flavored wines. We got some dry wines. We got a local spirit that's made with us at Bristol, Cascarilla Bar called Amaro. And then we have some coffee tequila. So, yes, indeed, stop by, say hello to Howard. Sample one or two things, grab yourself some tropical gyros and keep it moving.
So you get meat, bread, and wine. It's a party or what? You're doing a lot. Dwight, where the people cake? Where is the cake? I sure the cake is coming out and we're going to be able to do some stuff. Guys, come down here, right here at Carter Street right now. I see more persons walking with gyros up and down, up and down. Now they're in this kind of a space that they could be able to talk. Let my guest say two words. It's my cousin. Talk to me. Introduce yourself. Let people know who you are.
Good morning. I'm Montgomery Roberts. Everybody calls me Monty. And I came down to see the personalities in person today. And it's a pleasure being out here and especially meeting my cousin.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God.
Praise God.
Because I like to listen to the show every day. I start my day from in the morning, 7 o'clock, listening to the shows. And I go straight through. I don't like Naughty too much, but...
Don't fight Naughty.
I listen to Naughty.
Naughty is my guy.
I know, but that's the only one of the shows I don't like too much. And then I don't like the sports section. But to each his own, other people like it. But it's been a pleasure listening to you all, and I want you all to know I enjoy it. If nobody else tell you, I enjoy it every day. I start my day with it and end my day with it.
Thank you, my brother. It is wonderful to hear from you. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down here on Carter Street being able to do our thing. We got overcast, so it ain't too hot out here. We're having a good conversation. They got your little sample glasses available. It don't look like nobody doing work today. Excuse me. Hello, ma'am. It don't look, she didn't even look at me. It don't look like nobody doing work today. You're walking around here, it's your birthday. The devil is a liar. You need to stop. Well, if it's your birthday or your pseudo birthday, come down here, get yourself a glass of wine, get yourself a tropical gyro, get yourself everything for the community, what we get laid out. Our sponsors today, El Shaddai Party Rental, Tropical Gyros, Miss Edska from Dunkin' Donuts got everything here for us from East Street South, and also Bristol Wines and Spirit. They got small wine, big wine. Come check Morrow. It's a Morrow, but time is your guess, man. You're going to call it Morrow. You need to stop.
I have to say something.
Talk to me, Paul.
Miss Karen Bethel always listens to you. Always. She lives out there in Winton. She told me she listens to you religiously every day. Karen Bethel. You have to send a shout-out to Karen Bethel.
Shout-out to Karen Bethel. Miss Bethel, hope all is well with you. I know if you could get here, come taste something and come heal me. Praise God. We're right here sitting down on Carter Street having a good time and being able to do these things. I got my co-host. Listen to me. I descend. After one... I would allow the Anglican to show in me and see if we can have communion. But right now, I would not allow myself to be able to slur my speech. The devil is a liar. We're here talking with none other than my very good friend, Garth. Garth, say hey, man. Talk to the people. What this is you're drinking?
Well, I grew up in the Baptist church and then became a Seventh-day Adventist at age 11. And now that I'm a man, I'm drinking this Amaro. And I know when Jesus made the first miracle and turn water into Amaro, he did a good thing. I think Jesus was a Bahamian.
Sir,
I think Jesus was a Bahamian.
It may have been closer to Mother Pratt than tomorrow. But my God, you put it in. You're one thing with your behemoth people, you all need to stop. You make modification to what Jesus made, gin and juice. You need to stop. You need to stop. It's a beautiful thing. We had a good to see you, my brother. Good to see you all. It's a beautiful thing. We're out here. Ooh. Good to see you guys. All right, Monty, he's out here. Thank you, guys. Boy. It's a beautiful thing to see people out here being able to
enjoy themselves.
Yeah, but listen to me. I was glad.
Eat, drink and be happy.
That's it.
And I want to know
one thing. Is that what Solomon said?
Listen to me, Howard. You cannot serve a marrow to your constituents before they vote. You cannot. You cannot. There's no way you could drink
this
and vote.
You didn't give the people an idea. Now you can tell them they cannot.
No, man. They drink this.
What do you mean? I know MPs right now making calls to Bristol.
This can swing the vote.
Give me 2 pallets of the Amaro, please. As we get ourselves prepared for the next general election.
All right.
Full case of Amaro. When you walk in the headquarters, only once you can't find no seat. Why?
You can't drink this 1 5 hour. You got to sip this one. You got to sip this Cascarilla bark from the Bahamas. You can't get no better than that. That's the same thing they make Campari with.
Yeah.
Cascarilla bark, and it's good for men and their prostate.
It is.
Cascarilla. Yes, it is.
Every day something else new for it's good for men and their prostate. You all need to stop.
Well, you know what the Madeira bark good for? Why you don't have a show on Bush medicine and the benefits of Bush medicine?
We have an expert from Bush medicine.
We do?
Erin Green. That's what she does.
I say we, the foundation.
Well, we could bring Erin on to have a conversation about Bush medicine. The closest I get is 5 fingers.
What about the stiff one? You don't need that.
I never had that. No, as a young man. As a young man and my wife. Listen, she is quite, she's quite fatal. Praise
God. Don't blame me. Blame this glass in front of me.
Sir, you only smell it. What's going on? Bristol, you got Garth talking loose and he only smelled the cup. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down here at Carter Street having a good time and being able to talk like this. I think in the midst of everything that's happening in our country. Oh, Senator. Senator. Come say hey to me. You ain't gonna come here and ain't come tell Jamal. Jamal, I didn't call your name. Come say hey.
Free food can bring people,
come,
boys.
Come. Ladies and gentlemen, former senator here in the cabinet of the Bahamas in the House of Assembly, Jamal. Jamal, say hello, my brother.
Actually, I was in the Senate.
He's in the Senate. See, I didn't elevate you.
I gotta,
the FNM say they're coming back now. You might get a next. Talk to me.
I gotta say good afternoon.
And it's wonderful to see you, my brother.
I gotta say good afternoon to my good friend, man, from that time, you know. And I just pass through and I see some things happening. I was like, okay.
Get yourself a tropical gyro while you're here.
You can organize
get yourself. They free.
All right.
Well, I don't know. There's 11 people on the line now. You tell me here and he bring 200. Oh, Last time we talked, 160 was gone.
I you got my cousin in the back.
Is your cousin right here?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're down here and doing these things. Man, talk to me, man. What's going on within the Free National Movement? I haven't seen anything as it relates to you out in the forefront, but I know that you're committed to doing those things. What's going on in the party?
You know, we're just in the phase of rebuilding and getting ready for the big dance, you know.
The big dance?
Yeah, the big dance.
Well, there's 2 dance before the big dance.
Well...
There's a little small prom get together, and then there's the big dance.
Okay, well, like,
how you doing with the prom? What's going on with that first dance?
The prom is actually coming together, you know.
Yeah, this is a lot. Let me hear this, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk in these cold, you know, I mean, convention. Talk to me about the convention. When is our expectation? We had the leader on, Michael Pintard, about a week or so ago, being able to have great conversation. He was in full form, and he's really being able to do great. Now, talk to me about whether or not, because he indicated that he doesn't believe that we can see beyond September 17th, that we can be able to be prepared, that the Free National Movement will be prepared to be able to go to convention before that. Talk to me. Is there any rumblings?
There are rumblings. I'm not going to deny that fact. I mean, that's public knowledge. But I'm not going to also deny the fact that we looking at probably the September. So we should be having convention by September or so.
By September?
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. There has been a lot of conversations and talks about the possibility that the PLP may go to an early election. Now, just based upon my calculations, if they go to an early election, I would presume, and would like to see a convention possibly within the next 30 days. Ain't nobody saying nothing like that yet?
No, I think we're...
My God.
You know, the PLP will put out anything. just to try to distract from their governance. But we are focused in there for them. We're not distracted.
I appreciate you, my brother.
We know the signs, so we're not easily distracted. I'll say it like that.
This is the last thing, and I can let you go, because I know I'm getting your business. A couple of people that tell me, they come in, and they ain't coming no more, because they say, oh, 2 hours is a long time. You might say some wrong things. I'm not going to fight you. So talk to me about this. There has been enough social chatter about the fact that there may be a resurgence of the former leader of the Free National Movement, Dr. Menes, seeking to vie for a position of leadership in the event that that space opens. But then when I talk to people who are voting members in the council, they say to me that, listen, you got to go. Okay.
No, go ahead. Hold on. You want to get a
tropical gyro. Hold on. And then they say, talk to me. This is the last thing. I can let you go right now. And then they say to me that Michael Pintard enjoys 75 to 80% or even more of the voting council in the Free National Movement right now. What are the sentiments? Is that torn? Is that steadfast? Does Michael Pintard, can we identify him as the presumed winner in the event that you see another convention coming?
I cannot put a figure or a percentage.
What's the politician come out now? Let's go.
I can't put an actual percentage, but as I can say right now, Pintard does enjoy the fact that he's the leader. He's the leader
of the Free National Movement at
of
this
the Free
time.
National Movement.
Now, I know when I ran for the DNA in Central Grand Bahama, I knock on people's door and they tell me things like, yeah, man, baby, you straight, Howard, you straight. You straight. Talk to me. Them people who live in Central Grand Bahama in the council.
Boy.
Some people do. You need to stop.
We have those who have their beliefs, and you have those who have their beliefs, all right? So you have those who favor, and you have those who do not favor. That's just the reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is none other than Senator Jamal sitting down with us, being able to talk very candidly.
And we are a Democratic Party. We believe in democracy, and we believe in allowing the process to play itself out.
There's some things that, as you start to talk about, that there's some things that we expect to see come to the forefront no matter who wins.
Right.
There needs to be two terms for Prime Minister. There needs to be an organization that they can be able to identify and fortify the freedom of information. There needs to be finance campaign reform. There needs to be fortification for the delivery act, the delivery unit that the Free National Movement made up. There needs to be proper organization from the parliamentary secretary standpoint, the press secretary standpoint. There's some things that y'all need to do. And these are only low-hanging fruit.
And as I said, we are in the process, and we're going to get there.
All right. I like this. Ladies and gentlemen, good conversation. We're here in the last 3 minutes. Let me take this next commercial break, last commercial break before we get out of here, and I'll be right back after this.
Did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it and talk night long to the sound of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle, you done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday and you done made a pretty wish. While my mind asking a question, Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake too. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum speed? We can scream it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle, you done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday, and you done made your birthday wish. You know I was like your buddy, closer, great God, than your best friend. I've been with you through the hurricane. Damn it, I'll be here when your party ends. Oh, the
Sellers still's got everything laid out. Sparky, what's up with you, my brother? Bristol Sellers still got everything laid out right here. You can come taste your Amaro. You got other beautiful drinks right here. You can be able to get that. We want to see you down here, guys, just to be able to say hey to you. So we can be able to break bread. I don't know if Dwight get any cake. Dwight, you get any cake? The Dunkin' Donuts was the closest thing.
You missed it this morning.
Dwight, that ain't how parties is go. You don't cut the cake at the beginning of the party. You cut it at the end. And then at the end, that's when you have the adult party. You know how we go as black people. We throw a little, I got one party I want for my daughter. My daughter can be 2 years old in June. Mm-hmm. I then make calls and say, I want somebody.
I know what they're coming for, the lamb.
They wrote the lamb.
The lamb, the whole lamb. We take the
my
whole lamb.
My guy from Long Island, Alan Pratt, Bobo. Bobo, shouts out to Bobo. He got everything laid out for you. He does a beautiful pit. I don't even eat these things. Hey, what you say, boy? I see a little while. My God, everybody showed up today. Listen to me. I don't even eat these things. He bring one. He brought a pit. Put together a lamb and a pit. Do all these particular things. It is a wonderful thing to be able to see those things. My boy, listen to me. Shout out to the people. Say, Agent.
You say, Howard. It's Willie D, the Conquered Man. Yeah, Howard, I ain't seen the one. You get rich and switch.
This my radio. I bring to show you. I ain't got no power.
Listen.
This my battery radio.
He followed me from 1540.
Man, you cover the sun.
And you're only 1540 years.
You still covering the sun.
Only the sun still got the sun you from Zedness. My God, you're a good, decent man. I appreciate you. Tell the people who you is.
My name is, first and foremost, good afternoon to each and everyone. Victor Shelton Morse. We need to come together. Despite the differences, we must come together. We just didn't come here overnight. Our family, our forefathers paved the way. And God have people like this brother right here, live in the flesh. I didn't know I was going to see him today. But the God who created the universe know today that we was going to meet in the flesh. My brother, stand firm.
Victor, it is good to see you. It's good to hear you. You got your radio with you all the time, my brother. You're a good, decent man. You look like you're carrying snacks with you. You got your little thing. You got your lunch bag. Oh, you come to get your jars and that. You better hurry up, go get that and get your thing. Because the time dwindling down. They got but 3 gyro left. Go get your gyro now and get yourself a little sample right there. They got something right there. I don't know if you... You come from Wake?
Yes, sir. So people listening to you...
He's a good, decent man. I appreciate you, my brother. He's a good, decent man. He's a decent man. God bless your soul. Really, we got to shout out to Sparky. You got to say hey to the people.
Hello, to each and every one of the, and the common brother of the Bahamas. I am the foundation of the Royal Bahamas Police Force and also the Royal Defense Force. Hey, Hancho. And the one who brought the first time female in the uniform branch in the country.
Yeah,
in 1964, they never had females. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got history in the making, and all those persons who are part of the history, they're here with us. I am so grateful to be able to hear you and being able to do these things. Say hey, why is anybody here?
Hey,
who is this?
Be talking about when you finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that was Sparky. Don't cancel me for that. Sparky is my guy, always support me in everything that I'm doing. I'm grateful to be able to hear Sparky. We got to take this 1 o'clock for news. I'm being able to do these things. We're out here. Before we go any further in these last 4 minutes, I have to say to you, come out here today. We are on Carter Street. All right? We are on Carter Street. Right there in the back of Extra Value on the side of Little Caesars, right there by Kentucky Fried Chicken, before you get to the hill right there by the Music Union. We can be able to do all those things. Willie, I see you in a little while. I've been at the fish fry. Talk to me. You're still doing the conch and your octopus conch and your... Take the microphone. Talk to me.
Yeah, he's still doing everything.
Shrimp and... No. Now, don't fight me because I didn't move from where I was to where I is. Talk to me.
We get lobster. We get octopus. We get shrimp. We get conch. Whatever it is you want, we got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go check my good guy out, Willie. He's over there. You're still located at the same location, right?
Same place.
Right when you go down there to fish fry on the western side, when you're going to be able to see him and you walk on the strip,
He got a little Red Shack right there in the front there set up. It's a beautiful location. Great people working for him. Cleanly environment. You got to go and check him out and be able to get those things taken care of. Willie's, Kong Salad, he got everything down there. He's a friend of the show. Always being able to, I guess he could say he's been following me from 50 to 40 or more 94. My God, this is my guy. This is my guy. He's been doing a great deal of things, and I'm happy to be able to see that. Billy, it's good to see you, my brother. Billy, I know if you get no tropical gyros. My brother, I see you in a little while. No. I go to Starbucks drive-thru now, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're out here. We're having good conversation. When we get back, we can talk with Bucket Mouth at the top of the hour, just being able to talk about these things and see if we can patch up some things.
And the Bucket Mouth Master is here.
Listen, we can see if we can patch up some things and get some things taken care of when we get back in this particular position and talk to these things. Guys, we're going to take this break and get to news and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
In 2023, over 9 million visitors came to the Bahamas. This year, we plan on shattering that record. That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Paradise is not only found in Nassau, but throughout our 16-island destination.
No matter who you are or what you do, we all have a part to play in our tourism industry.
This is our country.
These are our islands.
This is our home.
That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Happy birthday to you.
On Wednesday, April 10th, Happy Guardian birthday. Radio 96.9 is turning 12. Every day for 12 years, Guardian Radio has given the Bahamas fresh news and smart talk. Join all the Guardian Radio hosts as they celebrate Guardian Radio's anniversary all day, Wednesday, April 10th, starting with Morning Blend and special guests, the Royal Bahamas Police Force Pump and Marching Band. There's a party going on right here. Guardian Radio's 12th anniversary broadcast is sponsored by El Shaddai Party Rentals, Dunkin' Donuts, Tropical Gyros, Drifters, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Bristol Wine and Spirits.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wake up, get out of my house. Stop the speed up. Let me tell you something, woman. I tired of this, I tired. I ain't calling them, they calling me. You want me to tell you, oh, y'all, true this time. Woman, put that suitcase down, baby. Don't go downtown. I ain't keeping feet out no more. Oh, I can wash and go for you. Do the things I used to do. Yes, I ain't lying this time. It's
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh, did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blowed your candle, you done look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday and you done made a birthday wish. While my mind asking a question, Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake to. Oh, Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream me dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle. You done look on all your gift. We done sing a happy birthday. And yet I made you birthday wish. You know I was like your buddy. Great God and your best friend.
I've been with you through the hurricane. Damn it, I'll be here when your party ends. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream it and all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blowed your candle, you done look on all your gifts. We done sing your happy birthday, and yet done made your birthday wish. Each day I took your bike home from school, climbed the highest tree just to fit my goal for you. Gave you my jacket when you said you were schooled. Even took the blame for you one time I got schooled. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle, you done move on all your kids.
Sparky! Sparky! You got to behave yourself when you come on Guardian Radio. All right? Because I got to check with Dwight.
No, I can't cuss.
To see if it's no cussing.
No cussing.
No disrespect.
But it's 10-10 to buy the 10.
All right. Well, no Sparky is here celebrating Guardian Radio's 12th anniversary, and we're just all so excited to be here today. And it's a wonderful time that we're having here on Carter Street at the Nassau Guardian, the home of Guardian Radio. And we're with Howard, of course, and just having a lovely time. We were with Dwight earlier, and of course, we had CA and Aaron, and it's just going to be a great day all through.
Sparky, you need to hold on. Sparky, you need to hold on. Now, I want to ask you, Kendi, we've seen a lot of things in the news. I want to have a stronger conversation with you as it relates to the Grand Bahama Port Authority and really the overall state of affairs here in the country and how things are going. There has been sort of a buzz going on. I know we speak from a formal standpoint, but there's sort of a buzz going on that possibly there's rumblings that we're being prepared for an early election. Have you heard anything like that?
I don't give that much. I don't think that's something that's worth much of a discussion at this point. I mean, we are so early in the term of the Davis administration. I think it's much too soon to be having those kinds of conversations. I know as Bahamians, we love to talk politics. Yeah. We love to speculate on these things. What does this mean? But, I mean, you know, September 16th, 2024, will make, what, just 3 years?
Yeah.
Is it three? 3 years into the Davis administration. I think maybe next year this time we can have those kinds of conversations and maybe speculate a bit. But I don't see it as something that is worth thinking much about at this point. But, you know, it's fun to talk politics.
Yeah.
But I don't give it much attention over the weekend, at this point, you know?
Over the weekend, I think the country has been charged politically. More specifically, looking from the F&M standpoint, after Branvin McCartney walked off the plane with former Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for Kalani, Dr. Hubert Minnis, you had a subsequent conversation that we actually had an opportunity to be able to read in the newspaper. Guy, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper on Monday of this week. You can be able to see that story in there.
Oh, we're online at the NassauGuardian.com.
Guardian.com.
And so those stories are up.
Guardian.com. Make sure you can be able to figure that out. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about what kind of social speculation. I know that we've spoken with Branville. He's indicated that he doesn't have any, he hasn't given any significant thought to being able to formally move towards frontline politics. We had a conversation with him here on the foundation that says, since we're not going to talk about formality, let's talk about hypothetically, I see that you're supporting him. In the event that this formality is formed, will you support him? He said yes. Talk to me about what we can see that being able to blossom into as it relates to the proverbial fire to the feet of the government right now, moving forward towards 2026.
Well, I mean, certainly it was interesting to see Mr. McCartney traveling with the former prime minister on Saturday when we saw him in photographs on the weekend. Is that that's what prompted me to call him on Sunday. And I was actually kind of surprised that he was so straight in terms of
you too.
Yeah,
I was really surprised.
You know, I he did return a call, and he did speak, as you saw, very openly about his support of Dr. Menace. And, of course, that's very interesting. One of the things that I was doing yesterday is I was going back to some of the things that the now former DNA leader said about Dr. Menace in 2016, 2017, in the lead up to that election, and things that Dr. Menace said about McCartney at that time. And then you ask yourself, as Zhivago Lang did on his show yesterday, I think it was, what has changed? What has led to this reversal in terms of how McCartney views Menace? And it leads one to ask questions about whether there is some plan afoot for him to join some kind of ballot. Maybe, I don't know, maybe by then he would have rejoined the Free National Movement, which he resigned from, I think, in 2011. And in 2010, he resigned from the cabinet of Hubert Ingraham. And I remember it so clearly, as if it was yesterday when we were in the newsroom on a Sunday working that particular story. So as we say all the time, it's an open secret that Dr. Menace has aspirations to return as leader. He's never denied that.
All confirmed.
And so you see Branville McCartney walking mm-hmm. with Hubert Menace. Clearly, there is something much more than just, I want to just be a part of a book tour. And so I think that the next year or so in Bahamian politics should be rather interesting as we do move closer to what we call election year when we get into the silly season. So it's worth watching. We expect, as former Senator Jamal said a short while ago, we expect that the FNM will hold a convention sometime in September. So it will be very, very interesting to see how it plays out. It'll be interesting to see if Dr. Menace does move forward with a challenge. I think that he will base that based on being able to assess the level of support he has within the Free National Movement for such a run. And I think that in the months to come, he's going to be working very hard to drum up that support, as we understand he indeed has been doing over the course of many months. Yes. So certainly something to watch there, with the former DNA leader being now within the circle of former Prime Minister Hubert Menace.
Before you go, this is the last question. The government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority has been at significant odds. This is not the first time we've seen this. When Hans Baubach was in the space and former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham was there, there was, as the media actually coined it at the time, a pissing match, right, between the two, and between the two, trying to be able to find a resolve for that particular position. We see now, after, hold on, cousin. after we've seen this evolution and the departure of Edward St. George and the departure of Sir Jack Haywood, and this sort of a new emergence of leadership in the Grand Bahama Port Authority, there has been this kind of a rift as of late between the government and the Port Authority. Talk to me about, what do we need to see for there to be resolution, not necessarily only from an economic standpoint for the country, but more specifically for the people of Grand Bahama to move towards productivity?
Well, you probably read our editorial, I think we wrote yesterday, and indeed today, just about this whole issue. And one of the things that is deeply concerning to the people of Grand Bahama, as you no doubt know as a Grand Bahamian, is the impact that this dispute will continue to have on the economy there, on investor confidence there, especially if it goes to arbitration. It could indeed draw out for a very long time, and that is certainly not in the best interest of Grand Bahamians. And so this is a very critical story that we've been following all week since our competitors to Tribune broke the story about the March 26th letter that the government, the demand letter for that $300+ million the government is seeking, that it says is owed by the Grand Bahama Port Authority. I mean, it's gotten incredibly messy. The ideal situation, of course, would be for both sides to sit around and be able to come to an amicable resolution that's in the best interest of Freeport and Grand Bahama. But it doesn't now look as if that is going to happen. And if this thing goes to arbitration, as I indicated, it could, you know, it could create such a prolonged period of uncertainty that could be damaging for Grand Bahama, for its economy.
I want to talk to you like this. I want, because this is the part we did switch to. Sparky, you fight me for my
Sparky,
show.
Sparky, I didn't ask you to behave.
You
Sparky.
Fight me.
Sparky, Jesus. You're going to have to behave, Sparky.
Sparky, we got good on the time. Hey, JJ, what's up? Now, hold on now. This is the last thing, Kendia. Now,
we trying
the
to
Grand
have some,
Bahama Port Authority.
We're trying to talk serious talks, and we're trying to have some fun, hey.
The Grand Bahama Port Authority, Kendia, has taken on this position where they've opened up an office here in Nassau at One West, and being able to show themselves transparent, accessible, to be able to see forward movement. They've talked about tenders that's going to go happening on the ground in Grand Bahama. They're talking about movement. They're talking about more than $1.5 billion in investment in Grand Bahama over the course of the next decade or so, what our expectations can be. The government of the Bahamas, over the past two terms, both the FNM and the PLP, has moved towards security and trying to be able to secure the taxes and what's the revenue that's owed to the government. Do you believe, because we saw the Prime Minister indicate that there should be either arbitration or some way to be able to find a resolve, do you believe that there can be any amicable reasoning for there to find productivity in this particular space? After all that the both parties are doing independently, do you believe this could be able to... Hubert, do you hear with us? Answer the question.
Yeah, Hubert.
Hubert, shout out to Hubert on Thursday night. He's here with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing these things.
To the drinks. And we have... Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Hubert Edwards, for blessing us with your presence today. We could not have a celebration of Guardian Radio on its 12th anniversary without you here. So it's wonderful to have you here. Sparky trying to draw me into another conversation on the side here. I'm watching him to make sure that he is behaving himself before we call Dwight. But great to have you here. Howard.
This is Hubert Edwards, ladies and gentlemen.
As you can hear, Howard is very concerned, as are many Bahamians, about the future of Grand Bahama, the Port Authority, the dispute that has escalated in recent days. And I'm sure that you've been watching this play out, right? What are your observations? See, I'm throwing it now to Hubert Edwards.
I realize what you did. And, I appreciate the lob.
It's
a good lob.
Sparky.
Hold on, Sparky.
Sparky. Sparky, you're throwing us off here. Sparky.
Okay. 2 seconds, Sparky. 2 seconds. Hubert, it's good to see you on with us on Thursday nights, correct?
Yes.
This night, Thursday nights?
Yes, Thursday night.
Hubert has always been a great contributor. I know that you share him. You should definitely know his voice here. Hubert Edwards always being able to give insight on these particular positions. Give me a snapshot of your view of what should happen with the Grand Bahama Port Authority right now.
Well, Howard, I certainly don't have sufficient information other than that which is out in the public at this point in time. As a professional accountant myself, I would not want to venture on having a discussion without seeing a particular report. One should be very careful in drawing conclusions on issues which they are not fully informed on. But I believe that at the end of the day, whatsoever is being done and however it is being done, ought to be done in the best interest of the Bahamas. And consequently, you have persons who are advocating on both sides. The focus, in my view, is that whether it's the government or the Grand Bahama Port Authority or persons like ourselves out in the public who are commenting, we have to start to think and be concerned about the long-term future of both Grand Bahama and, by extension, the Bahamas in general. And so it's not really as trying to figure out who is going to win in this particular circumstance, but asking the question, how will the Bahamas fare in the long term when this is all said and done?
I like it. I appreciate you so very kindly for being able to do that. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, on Carter Street. We got all the information for you. We're talking politics. We're talking national growth and development. We're talking information, education, expansion. We're talking all these things. Sparky's upset that we ain't talking to him. You need to calm down.
Sparky, we're coming to you. Let me take this quick commercial break. I just had to be able to. I got to talk to Sparky. 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 I got. Ladies and gentlemen, come down here, Carter Street. I'm right here at the Nassau Guardian celebrating 12 years. Quick commercial break. Be right back to this.
I'm a Bahamian. I come from the mainland. I'm a Bahamian. I come from the mainland. I could have come from Cat Island. Could have come from San Salvador. But if I could tell you more, I'm born in Nassau. Sleeping on the floor. When you ask him, hey man, where you from? He say, who me? I come from Nassau.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Give me a beat!
Calling all Alive postpaid customers. Paying your postpaid bill in full this month could mean winning tickets to see Janet Jackson live at the Atlantis.
Miss Jackson looking nasty.
That's right. Make your payment through the My Alive app, BeAlive.com, or any Alive location by April 23rd and be automatically entered. Winner will be announced on April 24th, so don't wait. Start paying for your chance to win. Alive, the perfect connection for everyone.
It's spa week, we got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just wanna make you smile. We will go the extra mile. Baja Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharetreat.com.
And we are back. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Chopping this thing down on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're breaking bread. We got everybody out here right now. I got to be able to reintroduce you to the bucket mouth. He then cuss everybody and tell me, how are you, everybody gone? And I come here to talk. Somebody cleaning my yard. I got to go. Sparky, say hey to the people. Of course it's live. Go ahead. Put it close to your mouth.
Hey, everybody. No, I don't know.
No, you got to put it so the people can hear you. Go,
hey,
talk.
Hey, let me get a Bahamian people. My Bahamian people. Just the bucket mouth bastard Sparky. Let me tell you all something. I love you all people so doggone much.
Sparky, they call me and tell me they miss you.
Man, they've been telling you all that for months. Now, I can tell you something. I've been getting into what happened.
Praise God.
I get it, because if I tell you all what happened, you'll know they ban me.
You might get an extra ban. You need to stop.
It's like an illegal ban.
Okay, but praise
anyway,
God.
Let's go. See my boy, Sawyer boy?
Sawyer, what's happening?
Sawyer boy, tell him. See, Sawyer, come take a picture. Near Sawyer Pa used to smoke my ganja. Near Sawyer Pa, Baki. Marky Sawyer, Tom Hawkins Hill.
Suppose Sawyer Paul never telling me smoke dope. You're around here telling me all the information.
Sawyer.
That's nobody's business.
fire.
Keep your business to yourself. Go ahead, Sparky. Now tell me what's happening. We hear you on national issues in a long time.
Hold on, sorry, man. Hold on. Let me tell you something. Hold on, let me tell you something. Me and Sawyer. Me and Sawyer and all of them. Sawyer, old man, Marky Sawyer on top of Hawkinson. We was on talk show before talk show started, Obama. We can tell you about talk show. Talk show started what we call the round table with a bunch of people on CB radio and cars.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Before ZNS had Piceville Forbes and them up on Monday night to speak up show.
Yeah.
We used to have something called the round table where all the fellas who had CB radio in their cars used to sit out in the night talking to one another in the night. When stuff happened around town, the police used to call us and ask what was going on. Because we had a community. Al Campbell, Junior Road, a bunch of us. And then ZNS came in with Piceville Forbes and Steve McKinney. Speak up at night, 10 o'clock Monday night. Called Speak Up. And me and Papa and all of us used to call in at night, 10 o'clock. Then Wendell Jones opened up when the FNF took over, Hubert Ingram opened up the radio waves. Wendell Jones came in with the talk shows and so forth. And then, you're just coming to this guy in 12 years, you know.
Jesus God. Sparky, you're fighting me. We're here now. Talk to me. You still support the PLP or you didn't quit that?
Man, I will never change. I'm a PLP till I die.
I hear you support the Saxons now. And you support the Saxons.
Look at it, they cheat us.
I hear you get your Saxons card now.
Sorry, boys, the Valley boy. Sorry, boys, the Valley boy. Fucking hell.
So you're still a Valley and you're still a PLP? So ain't nothing changed?
I'll be a PLP till I die.
Okay.
I'm more PLP than Pendlin.
What about Hubert Ingram?
He was a PLP too.
But you know, we heard that Ingram told us he's more PLP than Christie.
I said,
now, if he's more PLP than Ingram, we got to give you the crown.
Hold on. You let me talk and you can talk.
Go ahead. Since it's your show.
Look here.
I'm not going to fight you.
Hubert Ingram is the chairman of the PLP.
Yes.
Hubert Ingram and Perry tried to get rid of Pendlin. They tried to get rid of him.
They say me.
And then Pendlin get rid of Hubert Ingram, and Perry said, I'd rather swim in my warm, but he gone back.
My God, listen to me. Sparky, this is an inaccurate story.
Perry gone back.
I spoke to former Prime Minister Ingram, and he provided me the information, sir. This is an inaccurate story that you're providing for me.
You lie.
What you mean I lie?
He lived.
I'm telling you the truth.
Let the boys bring him over there.
He supported for chairman Bulla. That's what he named?
Brentwood Bulla.
Okay, so he supported Bulla. Uh-huh. And as a result of his steadfast commitment to Bulla, it was as though he was going against Ingram. Against Lyndon Pendlin.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case. He supported Bulla, who was his friend.
Yeah, all that were friends.
Now, we got some theories associated with that.
It's all PLPs.
Yeah.
All the people in there for that was all original PLPs. All of them.
So tell me about what you hear today.
Okay.
Tell me about what your sentiments are about your PLP organization today. Talk to me about it, Sparky.
Today, all I can say right now, and excuse me. Am I still on? But why are they talking while they're on? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Right now, today, let me say it to the Bahamian people. Brave cannot correct nothing in 5 years. The mess that Brave walked into, the Darien, with COVID, and whatever minister, Brave cannot correct that in 5 years.
So what you're saying? We got to vote him out.
We got to go. We got to put Brave in one more time. Brave is trying his best. Now, he got some codies around him who got in for the first time, and they're trying to get what they can get. Because they know they ain't going in no more.
What's Sparky?
The MP in my area, he ain't going in.
Which area are you in?
I'm Garden Hills.
You're in Garden Hills?
Mario Bode, I saw him. He begged me to get him in there.
I wrote my best to get him in there.
Sparky, you're hot. Sparky.
I wrote my best to get him in there.
I know you say you gotta go.
I see him no more.
I know you say you gotta go. So say your two words and go check out your gardener. Talk to me.
Hey, my Bahamian people. Howard Grant.
This is a good decent man.
And I Dwight Tice was living the barn on me today.
Praise God.
I'm about to tell you, I can't tell you what the barn was all about. Now, you know, we can't tell what
we can keep working on this.
We can work on that.
We can work on this.
But I say, Dwight, I've been around Guardian before you start.
Sparky.
And I thank you, Dwight. This,
okay, good, good, good. Don't swim in the wrong water. We're good. Right here in the kiddie pool. Let's deal with
Happy
that.
Happy anniversary, Guardian.
Praise God.
Happy anniversary, Dwight.
12 years.
And say, Dwight, let me tell you, your daddy... was my
oh, God, you're going, deep again. Sparky.
Daughter David.
Sparky, I appreciate you, my brother. You're a good and decent man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out here on Carter Street. We got all of you. Sparky, so good to see you, my brother. We haven't heard from Sparky in a long time. I've been getting calls to say that Sparky, we haven't heard from him in a long time, so forth and so on. He's here. Garth, say something to the people out here. I know you've been, you didn't sample. I know if you had your gyro. Yeah, talk to me about it.
Man, listen, I listened to what Mr. Fountain just said, Sparky. But Sparky, I can say something to you. They give you 5 years. They give you 5 years. You can't fix nothing if you're all the way in Africa. Go to your break, Howard.
I just took a break, sir. I ain't got no break to take.
You
feel like he dropped the mic. He's doing too much. I just took a break. I'm here. Things are littered. We got people left to right, up and down. We're doing everything. I want y'all to come out here now. It seems as though this line has gotten longer to the Tropical Gyro line. It seems as though we got everything. I want you guys to come out here now. We are celebrating the Guardian's 12th anniversary. The number of a tribe. My God, we're doing big things. We're gone past the 5 years. We're gone past 7 years. We went past 10 years. My God, we're here. We're here. You know, some people tell you, my God, you married? You married, Howard? Boy, if you can make it past 5 years, you do good. Then they tell me, say, Howard, you married? Boy, if you can make it past 7 years, you do good. Yeah. My God, you make it to 10 years. Congratulations, Howard. 20 years in. This is the same celebration that we're giving to The Guardian. We're here for the long term. You know, we'll be providing you fresh news on a consistent basis, always being able to give you this kind of a concept and idea for growth and development of the country. Never teetering on one side or the other, straight down the middle, being able to talk for growth and development of the country. Guys, come out here and celebrate with us. We are out here on Carter Street today. This is Guardian Radio. I want you guys to celebrate with us. If you don't know where Carter Street is, it's right there, University Boulevard. Right there, we got all the information. Thompson Boulevard, University Boulevard, on the side of Kentucky Fried Chicken, on the side of Little Caesars in the back there, right here on Carter Street. We got everything laid out for you. I got to give a shout out to my people over at El Shaddai Party Rental, Tropical Gyro. I got to give a shout out to Dunkin' Donuts on East Street South and Bristol Wines and Spirits. Now, the line for Tropical Gyro is expanded. And Bristol, it seems like it depleted. Where is the rest of the cases? You know what the black people are coming for. You need to stop. They want a taste. Bring Amaro back. You look like you still got some more. Ladies and gentlemen, they got a new product right there. What's this white wine? What's the white wine? Chateau Michel. Come down here and get some Shelly. This is the second one. You know, as black people, we got to call it something different. Okay, Le Montparou is Mother Pratt, so this one got to be Shelly. Come down here and get some Shelly. We got everything laid out for you. It's beautiful. Is this the cake? My God, ladies and gentlemen, we got cake. This is exciting. We got everything laid out. This is celebrating 12 years here at Guardian Radio. I want you guys to be able to come down and sing happy birthday to Guardian. Happy birthday to you. We're celebrating your birthday right here, April 10th. If you're celebrating a birthday, today, bring your license. I got $10 I can put in your hand.
Oh. Well, since you give me the microphone, I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday to my nephews, Jonathan Munka, and soon-to-be Dr. T.J. Tyrone Papal Jr. Happy birthday, guys. Love you. Happy 23rd birthday today. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, you got $10.
And so Howard gonna have to give me $20 so I could pass on to them. I'm not leaving unless I get that $20 for my two nephews. Okay, Howard?
You tell me, JJ, your birthday in March. This April. Oh, I owe you $10. I told you I was going to give you $10. I'm a decent man. I can put a down payment on it today. Like I always do the BPL. I can put something on it, right?
Yeah.
Paul, what you got to say?
Hey, it's a young lady. She came. She heard us on the radio. And she wanted to wish us, Guardian Radio, happy anniversary. I'm going to introduce her right now. Your name is?
My name is Kalisha Jones.
Hi, Kalisha.
Jones. She got to talk a little louder.
My name is Kalisha Jones.
Hey, Kalisha.
What do you do?
I'm a baker and a cook. I specialize.
Kalisha, you do these bread and thing?
They are gourmet half-pound cookies.
My God, like ladies and gentlemen, we can take a picture and put it on Guardian site. We look like we got red velvet, coconut, guava. Talk to me about it.
The original guava duff cookie with the rum dipping sauce. We have red velvet, the ultimate chocolate chip, cherry cheesecake, carrot cake cheesecake, apple pie. We have over 20 flavors, all half-pound cookies.
Tell them where your business is located, what your business is.
You can find me on all social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, under The Box, 1242. Or you can reach me at 436-1350.
Kalisha, I want you to come on with me on Thursday at 12:30 to talk about your business, okay?
Oh, great, I'll be there.
Because he's a decent woman. You bring this for us. We owe you money, or this is what you bring for us? You're a good woman. No, we ain't talking about that.
Let's talk about that offline.
Yeah, we can talk about that there. All right? You're a good, decent woman. You brought everything out here. This is something that, you know, Bahamian people got sweet tooth. It seems like we got sweet mouth if you look at our waist. Praise God. But we got everything out here. Make sure you come be able to do this. 12:30 on Thursday, I want to hear more about The Box. Let us know where it's located.
Great. Right now, I'm a home-based business.
Okay.
I'm a home-based business.
You deliver?
But I deliver. Okay. Yes, I deliver, and I cater.
Okay. You can do all these things. So what do you do? Do you do birthday cakes? Do you do anything else? Or you do this is sort of your thing?
Besides the half-pound cookies, I specialize in specialty cakes, triple chocolate mousse, tree-layer red velvet, cheesecakes, gourmet meals. Some of my most popular gourmet meals are stuffed salmon with colossal shrimp, crab
cakes. Hold on, this is wild. Stuffed salmon?
Bread bowl soup.
So you didn't gourmet? Okay, so Thursday is lunchtime at 12:30.
All right,
Howard likes shrimp and salmon. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Come. I ain't going to charge you, baby.
Thank you so much.
Me on Thursday. We could be able to do that, have a good conversation, ladies and gentlemen. The Box. Listen, we could talk to Charmaine after. She coming on the show Thursday. We're not charging her. Praise God.
But did she bring this for us to eat now?
This for us now? Or this will need display?
I bless you guys with a few samples.
She's a good, decent woman. Praise God. We'll take samples. These black people, we'll take it. We are happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen. If you got something that you want to be able to come down with, please do so. Come down here. Show us your product. We can talk about it here on radio today. We're here live and in full effect on Carter Street. We got 15 minutes before the show ends. Make sure you get out here 20 minutes before the show ends. Make sure you get out here to talk about your product, your style, your service, that thing that you offer. You know, on Small Business Thursdays, we're going to give you a significant, significant discount for the entire month of April leading into May. As a result of us being able to celebrate our 12th anniversary, we're going to celebrate with you with a significant reduction as you talk about your product, your service that you offer the community. I want you guys to be a part of what we're doing. We got Bristol's out here. We got The Box out here. We got Dunkin' Donuts out here. We got everything going on. El Shaddai. We got Tropical Gyros. All these stuff is going on, guys. We want you to be a part of it. I see y'all eating wings. Who else this is? Is somebody else? Who is this one now? Tell Drifters, come over here and come say some words to me. Is only him one? Or he busy? All right, when we get back, we can talk to Drifters. Drifters is out here. Also, these people who are celebrating their birthday for the fourth time this year. They done been on vacation 3 times this year. My God. I ain't going to call nobody name, but say hi. Say hi.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Jennifer, listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you walk down there, listen, if you walk down here and you see Jenny, She is there at our reception all the time, giving you a warm smile. This is her fourth birthday for the year. We are grateful to have her. She says every 10th of the month is her birthday. And every 10th of the month is her birthday. This is a great time. She's celebrating with us today as we celebrate our 12 years of existence and continue to be able to go strong. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
That metal be here when your party ends. Oh, they don't need all the food. And they don't drink on the rum sweet. We can scream it and all night long to the songs of the ancient man. Now you don't load your candle. You don't look on all your gifts. We don't sing your happy birthday. And yet that made your birthday wish. Each day I took your bike home from school. Climb the highest tree just to fit my goal for you. Gave you my jacket when you said you was cool. Even took the blame for you one time I got school. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum sweet? We can scream the dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle. You done look on all your gift. We done sing a happy birthday. And you done need a birthday wish.
The excitement, the fierce competition, the entertainment. On May 4th and 5th, our Bahamian athletes will compete with hundreds of the best from around the world to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics.
Gardner takes the title.
Come witness history as our athletes chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the 2024 World Athletic Relays. May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze Grounds ignite with Bahamian talent featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Dovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Hey, it's fall week. We got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just want to make you smile. We will go the extra mile.
Come visit us at Bahar Treat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharretreat.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Down in my soul about this music that touch heart and soul. For goodness sake, y'all, I just can't wait. Just like the old days, let's dance and shake. If you want to skull with me, hold my hand and rock with me, baby.
We can rock this party.
If you want to dance with me, hold my hand and skull.
That's covered. Literally, they got us covered, right? We got Tropical Gyros. They gave away more than 200. I got to be more than 200 because there's 200 people since I reached. They gave 200 gyros away. They got everything. We got Bristles here. A New Taste Amaro. They got everything here. We got Dunkin' Donuts, who's been able to sponsor us and being able to provide us that stuff from East Street South. And now we got to talk to Drifters.
Yes, we have the Drifters.
You got to talk to me, Paul. Who's
it's
over
just,
there?
It's just him here, so he's serving. He can come over to the portable broadcast booth. So I had to walk over to him. Come on, let us know. Who is this?
Let me see your face.
Yeah, we are Drifters at the Fry. Of course, we have two locations.
one at Arawaki Fish Fry, and we're right around the corner here on Farringdon Road. I wanted to get close to Howard to tell you the truth.
Hey, listen.
I just want to tell you one or two things, but that, but
you're a decent
over
man.
There, I'll stay over here.
You're a decent
but
man.
Today we have our Tamman glazed wings and, of course, our pony cake, just like mamas do it at home for you. So I hope that our wonderful guests today will definitely enjoy it and definitely come and support. And sorry, before I even go on, just want to wish Guardian a happy birthday, man.
Yes.
That's great, man. I'm going to say, of course, for the people who come in right now to get some of this tamarind glaze wings and your pony cakes.
Well, right here, this is just some free samples for our crew. You know, while supplies last. But if you want to get some at Arawaki Fish Fry, come and visit us. We're right there. And then, again, we are here on Farringdon Road.
So as soon as you finish giving out all your samples, you can move over to Howard. But you have to be there before 2 o'clock.
People, let's hurry up, get over, because I will go see Howard.
Come see me. And you should come see me every Thursday. Praise God. I can't get an amen. I know there was a drifters on Wolf Road. You moved that day.
Same one.
Well, I used to go to drifters down there when the former prime minister used to show up and get his cum salad in the front. So I know exactly where he is. And what you do, ladies and gentlemen, we're down here. You got drifters, you got tropical gyros, you got El Shaddai, you got the box, you got the bakery, you got the kitchen zinc, you got everything. My God, come down here, wet your whistle. We're out here doing our thing today. Come check us out, Carter Street. We're out here on Carter Street, University Drive, which you know is Thompson Boulevard. You're going to take that left right there on the roundabout. As you head east, we're right there on the left-hand side. You can be able to see the tropical gyro. They got the food truck, the food van. They got everything laid out. They're doing great things, man. I got a shout-out to Tropical Gyro. As of next week, Wednesday, they're going to be on Carmichael Road, and you're headed west, right there where Keith Bell headquarters used to be, on the side of the police station right there, before you get to Bobo, who's selling all the little fruits and vegetables right there in the front of Flamingo Clinic. Bobo's my guy. Bobo, shouts out to you, man. Put a little something together for me, your boy coming to heal you. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, Bobo, right? Love you.
Right? Bobo's my guy.
Bobo, love you.
He's my guy.
And the place you're talking about, where Special K was right across from John Shea. Right across from James Road. That's the corner where James Road Trucking is. The little hardware store is right there in the very same corner. That's where this gyro shop is going to be.
Yeah. So, guys, go down there, support who supports you. Tropical Gyro didn't have to take it in this avenue. We've seen some gyro companies. We've seen some companies come out and do their absolute best to try to find out how we can get maximum money for minimum service and not necessarily look of how they could be able to expand and hire people, so forth and so on. Tropical Gyro has decided to take on a position to incorporate Bahamian workers.
Well, Howard, you know something? You always know when you have a good celebration, because you invite everyone to come to your party, right? And then they serve the food. And if you see people still standing around and everybody out moving and nobody move, nobody get hurt, then you know you're having a good party.
All right, producer, that's what I want when you come out. Nobody move, nobody get hurt, nobody move. Producer, when we come back, give me that song.
But if you see the people eating and spitting and leaving, well, you know, your food tastes bad and your party mad.
My
up.
God, what manner of party is this?
Well,
that they save the wine, the best wine for the last. My God, I ain't even finished yet.
This great lady.
It's so good Dinah. To see you. It's good. Doctor.
Come right here, my lady.
Let me give you a squeeze. It's so good to see you.
A society, a pastor, preacher, emeritus.
I thought
you were short additional. No, ma'am. I tall as a big fella and a tall. Praise God. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people out there.
Good afternoon to the Bahamian people. Glory be to God. We give God praise. Amen.
Come on, talk to me. Say a prayer over the Guardian Radio for me.
12 years of Guardian Radio. Listen, this is the best station you could find in the Bahamas.
Now,
and I want to talk about Mr. Grant.
You need to stop.
Because I just go all the time.
I already didn't love it.
I hear you all the time, Mr. Grant.
Praise God.
Even on the way to church.
Are you Belinda's sister?
I am.
I look at you and I say, my God, you look like a blush of somebody I know. He whispered to me that you're Belinda Wilson. Belinda is my girl and she's my very good friend. I love
okay,
her.
Okay, all right.
You are absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
I need you to be able to pronounce a blessing over Guardian Radio for me. Talk to me.
Glory be to
God. Because I'm a decent man. I got to set the protocol. Let's do it.
God put me right on the spot.
Come on, you can pray.
Father, we thank you right now for Guardian Radio. Amen. We thank you for each and every broadcaster. We decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, that this Guardian Radio will be around to inform the Bahamian people for many, many, many more years to come. And we give God the praise for the strength that he will put on the people of God that are broadcasting. We decree and declare that they will not be the underdog, but they'll be the conquerors and they'll be victorious. Woo! In this nation.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I appreciate that prayer. I appreciate that prayer. That's a strong prayer.
You're welcome, sir.
I know it's rich in your spirit.
Glory be to God, yes.
As a man's heart is filled, my God, it got to come out of their mouth. And so I know your heart is full with word.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Sir. I could go longer than that.
I know. You sound like the same day. It's calling and say, come on, intercessors.
Yeah.
Intercessors, come on, pray. Pray. The pastor ain't reached yet. Pray. Pray. Yes, listen, sir. Man, it's a beautiful thing to be able to have you. We thank you so very kindly for that.
God bless
we got
you.
Everything laid out. I don't know whether or not you check over our tropical gyros while you're here. Don't leave with your hand swinging.
All right, sir.
You can get something.
Thank you.
I thank you so very kindly for that. It's very good to see you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Praise God for you.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still out here. We're doing all what we can to be able to let you know that we're celebrating in grand style. I got to shout out my people again. El Shaddai Party Rental. El Shaddai, you did not give me the information for the tents. I told you my baby girl birthday coming up. I don't know how much for your tent. I don't know how much for these particular things. Paul, I need you to give me information for how to find El Shaddai Party Rentals. Give me information on how much these tents cost. All those places are there. Summertime. It's the summertime. And you want, you're so happy for the little child who born in June, you could lie on the baby and say, no, we celebrating for little Kiki. It's Kiki's birthday, so we celebrating. Big party you having for the two-year-old. You all need to stop.
El Shaddai is located in Nassau Village. As soon as you turn off of Soldier Road, just before you reach Lowe's, it's about five.
Is that cut right there in the front of Extra Value?
Yes.
So you go straight down.
Straight down.
And the right-hand side. It's on the right-hand side right there.
Can't miss it.
I see El Shaddai.
I have Jeffrey Pinder.
They're close to me. Jeffrey Pinder.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a Pinder, you're my family, Mr. Pinder.
Well, he from Atchit Bay.
You from Atchit Bay?
Atchit Bay.
Okay, good. Talk to me. If you're from Atchit Bay and you got any family in the Lelutra, here's my family also. So I got to give you a shout. Jeffrey Pinder, ladies and gentlemen, find out.
El Shaddai.
About El Shaddai. They got everything laid out for you. Tropical Gyro is here. They got everything. Next week, Wednesday, they're going to be in the front on Carmichael Road. You can be able to get those things taken care of right now. They're going to give us more information. We're going to hear more from them as it relates to Wednesdays. Tomorrow, Thursday, to be able to talk more about what we're doing here. The Box, we're going to hear from The Box tomorrow at 12:30. They're going to be talking to us about what they got going on. But I thought today we was going to get into some politics. I'm grateful for Hubert Edwards. I'm grateful for Candia. And even Sparky for being able to come here to the show. All those persons who showed up today, I want to thank you so very kindly for being us to do it. It's Sparky's care on Bob. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to show up for us today. My brother, I see you got a little taste of everything. Talk to me about how it was.
Well, we got to get our tropical gyro later. But the wings was excellent. The Bristol people, they had me quiet today. I think that's the only way to get me quiet on Guardian Radio. You got to give me a little something before the show. And then I ain't going to fight Sparky. I ain't going to fight Howard. I ain't even going to fight the PLP or the FNM. I can just stay in my corner. But today has been a great day, Bahamas. Howard Grant has actually sacrificed by speaking to you continuously. He has not eaten as yet, folks. He has not eaten. He has been dedicated to the microphone. He has been greeted by people who have not met him before. And they have said to him, I thought you was a brother, a real brother, like a dark-skinned brother. They come to find out Howard ain't no slim, dark-skinned brother. Howard is a big heck of a man, a mighty man.
He's a hefty
a light-skinned man, but Howard is still a brother.
As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. I just get preachy.
As
a big man in the physical, and spiritually, as a big man also. Watch me do that like that. Yeah, I have to do it. Praise God.
I want to thank all the people who came by to say hello. Those who greeted Howard and myself for the first time. Those who celebrated with us, thank you for your support, thank you for your love, and thank you, Guardian. Dwight is right there taking pictures. Thank you, Dwight Strawn, and the Guardian staff for all that they do for us. Thank you for all who contributed. And it's been a wonderful day here in celebration.
Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, got to shout out to Ms. Forbes, who's here, being able to shout out to us. Say hey, Ms. Forbes. Just say hey.
I always wonder how Howard look. Now I've seen him. He really is a big fella.
And a handsome fella. Tell him.
And he's handsome. And he's looking
Jesus.
Good. Good looking
man. Jeez, my God.
He's a number of me, you know. It's a lot of right.
Man.
I all right,
say, before the 2 seconds out, say hey to the people.
I send shout out to Ms. Moyle Smith.
That's my grandmother.
I know that's
you need to stop it.
I know that's your grandmother.
That's my Grammy.
We worked for many years at Patelco.
At Patelco. So you know my good cousin Leon Williams too.
I know everyone. Leon Williams. I know your mother, man.
Verde, you know all my family.
In 1972, we built a Patelco and 8 Mile Walk, man.
Okay, tell me what your name is.
Arlington Hannah.
All right, Mr. Hanna, you're a good, decent man, my brother. Thank you all so kindly.
Shout out to your grandmother, Miss Merle Smith.
Miss Merle Smith, that's my grandmother.
And 8 Mile Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. That's the show today. Hold on a second. Well, we're here. That's the end of the show. You can still join us. Coming up next will be Chivago. Right after Chivago, we're going to have Naughty. We're celebrating. We're doing what we can. Bristol's here. We got Tropical Gyros. We got Drifters here. Come get your pony cake. We got everything here. Dunkin' Donuts, El Shaddai, and The Box. We're grateful, man. We're so happy. Thank you. We're celebrating 12 years right here at Guardian Radio. We're going to see you tomorrow, Small Business Thursdays. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursdays, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. We had a beautiful time with you guys today. I got to try to convince Dwight to do this at least once a quarter. Talk to me, Dwight. Once a quarter. Amen? Hold on. Say something, Dwight.
We'll see.
Dwight said, we'll see. Try it again, Dwight.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. We'll see that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here having a great time. You guys have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I left pocket. I'm searching for a cold automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is your number? I didn't answer. What is your number? I still don't answer. What is your number, boy? I really don't answer. In Bangkok, in Chopper, me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW, what you want? 64, 46, BMW, Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it name. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the donium, jackal, not the donium dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. He come from the planet of Earth. Say granny in the kitchen, I cook rice and chicken. The dread out the door, I cook it as you. No trouble, granny.